Good evening, everybody. There is a interesting Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin where we're told that a parnes, meaning a community leader, somebody who has some kind of communal position, shenismana ala tzibur, once he takes that position upon him or herself, asalo sheyasa melacha bifnei shlosha. He has to uphold a sense of dignity for the position that he holds. And therefore, the Gemara tells us that he is not allowed to do anything that is degrading, that is unbefitting for someone of his kind of stature. It's similar to what the Gemara tells us, that although we have an obligation to respect our parents, and we have an obligation to respect a melech, the Gemara says there's one major distinction between both of those halachas. Av shemachal al kivodo, kivodo machal. If a parent says, I don't want you to open the door every time you see me coming toward the car, I can open the door myself. I don't want you to put my shoes on for me. I don't need you to feed me my breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I can take care of myself. If a parent is mochel on their kavod, even though a child may have an obligation to do that, the parent has a right to say, I am mochel and I don't expect that of you. However, a melech shemachal al kivodo, if a king who holds the position of leadership over the entire community, if he foregoes his honor and tells people not to respect him, ein shomalo, we don't listen to him. Why not? So the Rishonim explained the reason why is because kivodo, kivoda am, he's much larger than himself. He represents something a lot bigger than just himself, and therefore he doesn't have the ability to be mochel on his kavod, because the kavod is not really his. The only reason why we respect him is because of all that he represents, and the people who he represents deserve that respect, and that is really what the Gemara says here as well. So that is quoted the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Chosha Mishpat, Simen Ches, that we assume that somebody who has some kind of public position is not allowed to do certain kinds of activities that would seem to be unbefitting of such a personality. However, the Gemara says, even if you are a great Talmud Chacham, and even if you are a great community leader in any position, still, if it comes to a situation where he has to build a makeh, if let's say we know that on top of a roof you have to build a fence to make sure that nobody endangers their lives, that nobody should get hurt, nobody should fall off. So the Gemara says, somebody has to do that. So the Gemara says, if it's my house and I happen to be a community leader, even though normally it might be unbefitting of me to be doing all kinds of activities out in the public with a hammer and screws on my t-shirt and my baseball cap, but here, when I don't have a choice, when the mitzvah has to be done, so then the Gemara says, I shouldn't feel uncomfortable doing a mitzvah. That is the greatest kavod in the world for a person to do a mitzvah. And we don't look at somebody's title, we don't look at somebody's position when it comes to the opportunity to observe a mitzvah. And based on that, the Shari Tshuva writes in Aruch Chaim, the same would be when it comes time to build a sukkah. I'm sure we've all seen pictures of great tzaddikim and great gedolim building their own sukkah. It's unbefitting of them. You say, why aren't there talmidim building it? Why aren't other people taking care of it? It's not really something that they should be busy with. The answer is no, because you don't look at a mitzvah and say that is beneath me. Every mitzvah is considered to be an opportunity for us. And regardless of what position you hold, you have that opportunity to observe the mitzvah and you should not feel uncomfortable at all. In the 1600s, there was an interesting shaila asked to the Chavos Yair. Like some Magidim say, when he was born, his mother didn't call him Chavos Yair. That was obviously the name of his sefer. When he was born, his name was Rabbi Yair Bachrach, and later on he wrote a very famous, very important Shuva sefer, which is referred to as the Chavos Yair. So he was asked the question that there was a Talmud Chacham who happened to know how to play some kind of instrument. So he played guitar, or he played the flute, or he knew how to sing very nicely. And the question then became, does it really make sense for this person to go to a wedding? And we all know that under the chuppah, the minig is that you sing some songs. Or by the dancing, you like to have a nice lebedik dancing to be mesameach chasam mekala. So it's nice, you hire a singer to do that. But isn't it strange to have the rabbi of the community do it? Now it happens to be, he has a nice voice, but maybe it's a little beneath him. It's not really the position that he should have. And the Chavos Yair says, what do you mean? You have the opportunity to be mesameach chasam mekala. You have the opportunity to bring simcha to do that mitzvah, which is a very important and fundamental mitzvah, and yet you're going to walk away and say, it's beneath me. I'm too big for that. I really don't think that it's appropriate that I should put myself in a position where I have to degrade myself to sing for the chasan and kala or to play music for them. And therefore, the Chavos Yair says, never should a person feel that way. Doesn't matter which position they hold, that is what they should do. So all of this comes really from a pasuk in this week's parsha. We're told in this week's parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu had an obligation, Vayakim es ha-mishkan, that he had to keep putting up the mishkan, taking it down. Every day in the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, Moshe Rabbeinu had to construct the mishkan and then dismantle it over and over again. And you would say, at this point, Moshe Rabbeinu is not a youngster. Forgetting about his age, Moshe Rabbeinu is the leader of the Jewish people. He was the one who spoke and communicated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pe El Pe Adaber Bo, Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who's going to build the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu can't have anybody, 600,000 people. Nobody's willing to raise their hand and say, you know, I'll help that Moshe Rabbeinu. I volunteer for the day. We can get groups of hundreds of people each day to come help Moshe. And yet the Torah says, Vayakem Moshe as HaMishkan. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu did it himself. The Gemara Menachos asks, everybody was so disrespectful, the whole community. Nobody noticed that Moshe Rabbeinu is working so hard. Nobody stepped up to volunteer to help him. Of course they did. But the Gemara says that it was Moshe Rabbeinu's schus to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him to do the mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I don't want any help. It would be like Malam HaKadosh V'lo Maridin. To have somebody else step in the place of Moshe Rabbeinu would be degrading to the mitzvah. Don't think that you're higher than the mitzvah. And from there the Gemara learns all of these slew of halachos as well. There's an amusing story quoted in the Shari Tshuva Hilchos Lulav, and we'll end with this, that one year on Sukkot, there was a major commotion in one of the shuls in Europe, and the rabbi was not facing the tzibur, the rabbi was facing the wall at the time, and he overhears that there's a whole commotion going on. He didn't really understand what was happening. Finally, he turns around, and he looks at people fighting, screaming at each other, and he walks over to them. He says, what happened? What's going on? Why is there so much noise? Why is such a bahala? And he goes over to them and he finds out that basically what happened was there was a major shortage of dalad minim that year. And nobody was able to get a lulav and esrog. There was one major kvir in the town who made it his business to make sure that he was going to procure for himself a set of dalad minim. So he traveled weeks before Sukkot out to some shtetl somewhere. He knew somebody who knew somebody else. They had machers back then also. And he gave an exorbitant amount of money to get himself a lulav and esrog. And he shows up the first day of Sukkot, and he's in shul with his dalad minim, and he's all excited, and everyone's staring at him, and everyone started yelling. They said, you buy yourself a dalad minim, and you think you have a right to come to the shul and not be mechabed the rabbi with the dalad minim? You're not going to use this during davening. If one person in town is going to have a chance to do dalad minim this year, it's not going to be you, it's going to be the rabbi. He turns around and he says, if the rabbi wanted dalad minim, he should have figured it out himself. Why is it my problem that he doesn't have? I have a mitzvah just like he has a mitzvah, so why should I give it to him? So this commotion broke out. And finally they turned to the Rav and they asked him, so what's the halacha? What are you supposed to do? Now he was put in a very uncomfortable position because the fight was basically about him, whether or not he has the schus. And the Shari Tshuva writes that with all the noise going on, the Rav turned around and he said he's right. Because when it comes to a mitzvah, that's what the Gemara says. Even though normally we say that somebody who has a communal position should do what they can to make sure not to degrade themselves, to do activities that are beneath other people, the Gemara says, beneath his stature, the Gemara says that if it comes to building a makkah, or it comes to building a sukkah, or it comes, like the Chavos Yair says, to playing music at a wedding, a person should never feel that's beneath me. It's an opportunity I have to do a mitzvah. And therefore the rabbi said, why should it make a difference that I happen to be the rav of the community, and he's not the rabbi of the community? Both of us have equal opportunity and equal obligation to do the mitzvah. So why should I get it over him? He's right, and he gets to keep it. Now the question that the Shari Tshuva raises is, if that's true, then why is it that certain times in the year we give the rabbi the aliyah, let's say the Aseres HaDibros? So we're mechabed the rabbi. Why should we be mechabed the rabbi? Why don't we say, that should go to anyone. We all have equal footing. We all have an obligation of Kriyas HaTorah, so everyone should be able to have it. So the answer, he says, is no. As a community, it's true. All of us have a communal obligation to do Kriyas HaTorah, but we also have an obligation to be mechabed one person on certain occasions when it behooves us to do so. So he says, it's not that the rabbi has more of an obligation than we have, but rather, he says, it's that we as a community have an obligation to show kavod to the Talmud Chacham, and therefore we give him that special aliyah. But it doesn't mean that he has any more or less of a responsibility to perform the mitzvah than anybody else. Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu